Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 8:52, Tuesday morning here on KSJE. Time for another edition of our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, and she is joining me on the phone this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm all right, thanks. Thanks for joining us, of course. And still, you've got a lot of dogs, cats, and other animals, I think, down at the shelter this week, don't you?
Absolutely. We've got over 104 dogs and cats available for adoption. And we've got a few critters. We've got a couple of rats and a guinea pig.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the dogs and cats who are on our list to begin with. And tell me a little bit about Darla.
Darla is a sweet, sweet 4-year-old. She's probably got some lab mix in her. She's currently living in a foster home because we felt she needed a break from the shelter because, unfortunately, she's been in the shelter for over 220 days. So she's ready for her forever home. Her foster family thinks that she is amazing and will make a perfect addition to any family. She's housebroken. She gets along with other dogs. She doesn't know seems to know what a stranger is. She's always walking, when her foster mom is walking her around, she wags her tail and walks up to everybody just to say hello. So if you're interested in an older, mellow dog that might love people, loves living life and cuddling next to you on the couch, message us at the Farmington Animal Shelter or email me and we can set up a meeting to hopefully find her or her forever home.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's Darla. And, the thing about older dogs is that they're already already trained, right? So they kind of know how to fit right in.
Her foster mom said she knew not to go to the bathroom in the house. She'd go right out. She doesn't chew on anything that's left laying around. So she'd be a perfect addition to any household.
Very
She's already got her manners.
There you are. Good. Okay. Very good. That's Darla. What about Miko?
Miko is a young 10-month-old puppy, pity mix. He's very energetic and playful. He's got a lot of energy to spare. Unfortunately, he's been here for over 180 days, so he is growing up here at the shelter, and we need to find him a forever home that will have lots of playtime and running activities for him to wear off his energy. He's done well with other dogs here at the shelter. We just need to find him a forever home. So if you're looking for somebody to keep you active and get going on these cold mornings, got to come down and meet Miko.
Okay. All right. There's Miko, and he's standing there in the snow, so he must enjoy the colder weather, huh? A little bit?
He must. He's on his own with that one.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Very good. And last but certainly not least is Goldie the cat.
Yes, Goldie is one of our senior residents here at the shelter. She's a little over 10 years old. She is sweet as can be. She just, it's her name. She's a golden ray of sunshine. She just needs to find a home where she can live out the rest of her life and do what she does, lounge around and be a cat.
Okay, there you go. That is Goldie, also available at the shelter this week. And any news about the critters that you mentioned, Amber? Can you just give us a quick overview?
We got two rats.
No, two rats.
And a guinea pig. If anyone's looking for some rats, come down and see us. We'd be happy to make some deals to get them out of the shelter. I personally am not, I don't handle them. So, but the guinea pig is as sweet as can be.
They can be adopted.
They all need homes.
Right.
Yes, they can be adopted. They're ready to go.
Okay, and I know that you recently celebrated an anniversary at the shelter, and so I think that's your prerogative to say I'm not going to handle rats.
It is my part. 10 years here at the shelter. I'm not handling rats.
There you go. Congratulations on 10 years, Amber. Great work. We really appreciate all that you do. The shelter, of course, is open from 11:30 to 5:30, 7 days a week. So folks can come down and meet these pets in person.
Okay. Come down and see us.
Okay. Thank you, Amber. Thanks for all your work over the decade, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week.
All right. You too. Thanks. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is my guest every Tuesday on our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. We always let you know, of course, that you can help control the pet population by getting your pet spayed or neutered, or when you're planning to adopt or add to your family, go to one of the local shelters or rescue organizations and check and see what they may have that could fit right into your family as well. And to help us spread the word, you can share this segment. It is available, of course, on Facebook or YouTube. It'll be on our podcast platforms tomorrow, so share it with your networks and help get the word out about these animals that are available at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Thank you for joining me this morning, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I will see you back here tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 o'clock with my guest Randy West from the Farmington Civic Center, talking about some of the big entertainment options coming to the area very, very soon. I'll see you tomorrow morning right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.